Today we'll be doing Sif Dalet. The Shulchan Aruch tells us in Machmas Choli O Ones Acher Kara Kriyat Shema Belibo Yatza. If for some reason a person cannot verbalize Shema, either because they're ill or because of some other reason beyond their control, and as a result they say Shema in their hearts, they don't actually verbalize it, then they would in fact be Yotze. The Rama says V'yaf L'Charchila Yasekin. He says even L'Charchila, those types of people who are either ill or something beyond their control can do that, can say it in their hearts. Emu B'Makom She'enu Naki L'Gamrei. Let's say, for example, a person is in an unclean place where you're not allowed to say Shema, then you're allowed to simply think it. Unless the place is completely and utterly disgusting, in which case you're not even allowed to think about Torah. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Zion tells us, when the Shulchan Aruch says that you're Yotze in these extreme cases for thinking about Shema, he doesn't mean that you're completely Yotze, because we assume in the Gemara that here, that just thinking about it, in this case Shema, does not equate with actually saying it. So Mishnah Berurah says, at the very least, if I can't verbalize Shema for whatever reason, I should at least think about it. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu yikbalo sachar avor zeh. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you schar for that. But fundamentally, you're not really Yotze say by simply thinking about Shema. Alkein kishe yistale ka'ones, when the reason as to why you can't say Shema goes away, so Mishnah Berurah says, madayin lo avar zman kriya Shema mechuyav lachzor v'likrosa. So if the zman for Shema has not yet passed, then you have to go and say it again, or not even say it again, just say it for the first time. Va'af lechadchila kazav ataz, mizeh yesh lomor b'mishe tzamei ba'layla b'mita so, she'iav sherlo litol yadav ulvareich, yaharher ha'biracha b'libo v'yishte. It's happened to a lot of people. So you wake up in the middle of the night and you're thirsty. So let's say for whatever reason, the person can't go and wash their hands and make Netilas Yadayim. So the Mishnah Berurah says you should think about the bracha of Shahakol in your mind, and then you can drink the water. However, the Matta Yehuda disagrees and says he says you could theoretically go and wash your hands. It's not impossible to wash your hands. So therefore, he says you don't have the option of saying Shahakol in your mind. And even let's say you don't have access to water, let's say it's freezing outside and you don't want to go out and get the water, it's too much of a pain to get the water, so even the chachila you can wipe your hands on a wall or on a stone in those situations, even if you know for a fact that you touched something that would warrant you washing your hands. Shalo yehei v'im ha'makom ha'hu metunaf l'gamrei lo yahara nusach kriyas shema o ha'bracha rak yachsho v'libo shemechuya v'ino yochol l'kayim mi'itzta'er al zeh v'hashem yireh l'alivav l'itein l'uschar ha'machashava kevin shehuanes. If it's a completely and utterly dirty place, so then you should have in mind that you can't have Shema in mind, but have in mind that you want to perform the mitzvah, but it's paining you that you can, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see that, and then hopefully he will give you schar for that. Those people who drink water in a bathhouse are acting inappropriately. Because in a bathhouse, you're not even allowed to think about Torah, or in this case, brachos. There's nothing compelling him to drink. We'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up a sif hei tomorrow.